Mexican cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Hey, this is Brendan Canning from Broken Social Scene. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
What's for lunch today?
Alphabet soup.
Soup, soup, soup. Alphabet soup.
I made it special.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
It's alphabet soup.
We call it alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup. Because we make it a lot with alphabet-shaped pasta.
The letters are now twice as big.
Whatever's fun, little stars, little letters. Sometimes I will use
alligator, big, bear,
C. Campbell's alphabet soup.
Soup from a can? Disgusting!
Good morning, it's Tuesday at 10 a.m., time for Alphabet Soup, the show where each week we pull three albums off the shelf and take a closer look. The title of today's episode is Beeps, Buzzes, and Heartbeats. This week on the show, I have a Canadian Indietronica classic from the 2000s, a Japanese alternative electro jazz pop experiment, and a spoken word poetry album shrouded in mystery. Dan Snaith is a man of many hats. Originally from Dundas, Ontario, Dan started making music under the name Manitoba. But after a 2004 lawsuit from the American punk singer Richard Manitoba, he began to make music under the name Caribou. From what I can tell, Dan is known equally in the music world as Caribou, or as his DJ name, Daphne. He's slightly less known outside the music world as Dr. Snaith, the mathematician, after completing his PhD in 2005. Our first album of the show today offers a peek inside the mind of a man who has harnessed both math and music. It's Andorra by Caribou, released in 2007 on Merge Records.
We'll be right back.
I don't want to linger on Dr. Snaith's math background for too long this morning, as this show really is about the music. But when I listen to Caribou's Andorra, I can't get the idea of a musical mathematician out of my head. I'm not the first one to have this thought about the music of Caribou. In a 2013 interview, he was asked about the input his math background might have on his music. Dan replied, quote, "The fascinating thing about music is that it expresses something fundamental about the mathematics of the world around us, our natural biology, our chemistry. But it also equally expresses our tendency to love things that are complicated and inconvenient. Both of these things appeal to me, achieving perfect musical symmetry, but also disrupting that symmetry." Trying to understand the process and creativity behind an album like Caribou's Andorra, I get the sense that Dan is a sincerely curious individual who will reach for nearly anything that breaks away from the normal. There's a short documentary taken by the BBC just before Caribou embarked on the tour for this album. and Dan takes the journalist on a quick tour of his record shelf.
So you have a Sun Ra section here.
I do have quite a large Sun Ra section. I can't really go past the Sun Ra record without buying it, I'm afraid. This is a band called Lothar and the Hand People, and they are from the, I guess this is from 1970 or something like that. It's just a really simple kind of, simple like love song kind of lullaby. But where most of the instruments you'd expect them to be kind of guitars and things, they kind of chose to use a lot of drum machines and use a lot of weird old synths to kind of surround this track. It was kind of very unusual, I guess, at that time. Yeah, so this actually a new record from last year. James Holden is like a dance music producer.
Yeah, yeah.
His music has this incredible way of kind of, it's always building and falling apart. It kind of seems to really like breathe, like a, it has kind of electronic means and it sounds very electronic, but it also sounds like it's very much alive. And you know, there's no beats like this on my record or whatever, but later on in the song, the way things, melodies are kind of falling into one another and things are growing and falling apart.
Caribou's music has this slightly dreamy, drifting aspect to it. The sample-heavy drum and bass backing and the layers of high-pitched vocals make me feel like I'm flying through that old iTunes visualizer screensaver thing. From hearing how he talks about making Andorra, I've started to think that this feeling is nearly the opposite of what was intended. Later in that same documentary, Dan pulls up the session for the first track on Andorra.
A lot of the times these are just completely the first take that I do things. I'll be just trying things out. Oh, that's that, you know, that does what I want it to. That's, it sounds exciting and whatever. And I, you know, whereas most people kind of write the song and then they come back and they record it and they make sure, oh, everything's just perfectly right or whatever. I kind of like the sound that I get when there are mistakes in there and when things go in and out of time with one another and things. The last thing I want my music to sound like is this room. I don't want it to sound like it was made on a computer. I want it to make it sound like it was, like it's a whole other world unto itself or whatever.
That clip makes me think about all the ways that the feeling of this album has changed since its release in 2007. Sometime last year, I remember the internet suddenly being flooded with nostalgic posts talking about this aesthetic called Frutiger Aero. It's kind of like that old iPhone wallpaper, Windows Vista kind of look that software had at that time. Steve Jobs said when talking about the newest macOS design, quote, "We made the buttons on the screen look so good, you'll want to lick them," end quote. Although Caribou made Andorra with the intention of it sounding natural rather than computery, 17 years after its release, my brain associates this feeling more with the technology of its time.
Oh,
Caribou's Andorra was made on a computer in 2007, with the specific intention of it sounding living, breathing, and natural. When I listen to it now, I just have to think about the computer-generated images of water splashing and dolphins jumping that appear when you look up Frutiger Aero in 2024. In their time, they were somewhere near the cutting edge of realism, with light reflecting and refracting on every surface. It was an artistic effort to blur the line between nature and computers. When we look back at it, we feel nostalgia because it feels a bit cute with its technological kind of natural optimism. Andorra by Caribou is kind of an album that invokes this kind of sentimentality for a time when, at least looking through the nostalgia goggles, the aesthetics of nature and technology seem to exist comfortably side by side. Thank you. That was Andorra by Caribou. The second album of today's show wants nothing to do with nostalgia. Instead, Japanese singer-songwriter and producer Hakushi Hasegawa is sprinting into the future. Hasegawa's music is tough to put in a box, as all forward-thinking art should be. It's dance, it's pop, it's breakcore, it's jazz. The second album of today's show is Mahugako by Hakushi Hasegawa on Brainfeeder Records. Hakushi Hasegawa's album Mahugako is defined by its blending and range in every aspect, the visuals, the themes, and of course the music. There's a term that Hasegawa uses to describe the process behind their music. They call it the explanatory ratio. They told the Japan Times that, quote, "In terms of compositional technique, the most important thing isn't how one particular sound connects to another, but the feeling you get when that sound arrives and the difference between the two as a measure." To put it crudely, it's like when there's a beautiful chord progression for a long time, and then suddenly a muddy chord comes in, or when a constant BPM abruptly changes and then switches back again. What I'm measuring is how much you can explain the change, the arrival of a certain sound, or the tone of that sound. When I was introducing this album, I mentioned a few genre names like dance, pop, breakcore, jazz, but this album feels a bit like taking all of those names and all their definitions, throwing them into a furnace, melting them down, and then drinking the lava.
My life is a joke, that I can't take your job. Isn't it lovely for show? このキャラに合ったファッションに one show. いつか倒れ始める鏡を手と言った覚えありと思いは狂い続ける剥がす系と雨のことばかりを歌にしていく線の黒点へと避け けていった人生気に当たっていいと言えた海開きこれも人生シーバーブニューツイーとてもあなたらしい Send me your CDs 誇りかぶつ ET とても私らしい Everything needs BB Yeah 東京都ビルボード冷静と情熱がどうのこうのあなたの高級車私は放送中継車交通する天下超高層ホテル完成も届かない荒野無知な心を走行 I'm so happy to be a modern man 非常的闘争 Why only I dress like birthday party アルコール 1% 台方向性管理おぼつかないこの足取りみんなよく喋る夜に月を近く映すためには Kiss you gently
そんな顔しないで離された時のせいかな私のこと思い出してくれたらいいなあ言ってしまったあ言ってしまった
I don't really like to read lyric translations for foreign artists because I feel like it just never captures the full intent of their music. What I do like translating is the comments on their music videos. Scrolling through the YouTube comment section on any video for Hakushi Hasegawa's album Mahogako yielded me a list of Japanese comments that, when translated, revealed a couple extra drops of information on how to interpret this. A comment on the opening track of the album reads, quote, "Is there a song that makes you feel so happy and so lonely?" One on a later track says, "It feels like it has no human touch at all, but it also feels like it contains all of the human emotions."
and songwriter, mom and songwriter.
Separating the sound of the music from the identity of the human behind it is baked into Hasegawa's artistry. This album arrived alongside the first time that they publicly revealed their face alongside their work. Additionally, Hasegawa is non-binary, and that fact plays a consequential role in the sound of this album. They said in an interview, quote, "One of the really important factors for this album as a whole was the voice. When we listen to music made by someone we know nothing about, we imagine the body of the person who's singing or speaking, how tall they are, their gender, their body shape, and whether or not they wear glasses. I explored different ways of using my voice and realized that the body can do a lot of contradictory things. I can make my voice sound like someone completely different, or not. When I started out, I thought of my body as something that possessed a certain attribute so strongly, it could be inverted. But actually, this wasn't true." The album's title, Mahogako, translates to Magic School. And that's kind of how this album makes me feel. It's like ripping up all your subconscious assumptions about music and people and starting fresh.
Me if you can.
That was Mahogako by Hakushi Hasegawa. The phrase open to interpretation goes basically without saying when it comes to presenting spoken word poetry. But the third album of today's show takes that a step further. It's an album that's equal parts abstract and direct. It's The Head Hurts, But the Heart Knows the Truth by Headache, released on Please Make It Ruins.
Have you ever woken up and wondered where you are and why you're naked? You are now listening to Headache.
I used to take my breakfast off of a mirror. Now I just walk around and stare at people in the park. You think I care about what's happening to me? Even my demons have demons. When I last saw Monica, she told me she never wanted to see or speak to me ever again in her life. She doesn't get it. Nobody gets it. I can't remember the last time I got a good night's sleep. If you really think about it, life shouldn't feel this strange. If I could just figure out what the old woman wearing that salmon pink snakeskin jacket wants from me, I'd feel a whole lot better. Doesn't she have a job? Do I have a job? It's not normal to sit outside someone's apartment the whole night long. But then again, what is normal? Do you think I'm normal? Say I'm normal. Please, for love's sake, please say I'm normal. I don't know what you want from me. I could never do that contemplation-ish. Someone told me once that if you have more than 3 major concussions before the age of 7, you're cuffed. I had 8. And anyway, I'm not interested in knowing. I'm just tired. So tired. Something went wrong. Something went really wrong a long way back. And now I don't know. Now I'm just doing this. One morning you wake up and you want to shave your head because the insects living up there have started to throw parties they aren't inviting you to. And you tell me I'm crazy? I just want to live. I just want to feel something. Anything. Anything. There's so much ish in the world. There's good, bad, mad, sad, ugly, happy. But I just love beauty. I think about my friends sometimes. Their lives, their failures. They don't know where I am. I wonder if they miss me. I miss their stories. The stuff they leave unfinished. The words they leave behind. The good they drag after them, and the destruction they create. But above all, I remember the love. I remember sitting on my Uncle Mario's knee while he told me about the man he killed in the Embarcadero in August 1999. I remember the girl with pigtails in her hair asking me why I looked so sad when I was supposed to be feeling happy. I remember climbing on a statue in my grandmother's garden while serious guys in suits walked around talking to each other. There was a lot of blood around back then. A lot of laughter, but a lot of blood too. And I mistook the laughter for love. I forgot the color where I came from. Now my taste is meat, and sometimes it's a little too sour. The streets are so dead. How is it so easy to leave this world behind? It feels like the world's a dream, right up until I remember the smell of her hair blowing in the wind. You aimed for my eyes, but you forgot that the heart is where all the action is. This one goes out to all the ghosts. I love you.
Okay, I know the previous album that I spoke about told us not to worry about who's the voice behind the music. But when I hear an opening track like that, I just rush to Google to see who those words are that I'm hearing. That's where this album, The Head Hurts But the Heart Knows the Truth, starts to get a little interesting. Headache is an alias used by UK music producer Vegan. That's Vegan with a Y, V-E-G-Y-N. Vegan is known for his humble, understated instrumentals. And that aspect of his musical style is certainly on display on Headache's music. The tightly programmed drums and kind of beeps and boops in the background serve as a stage for the poetry on the spotlight. But Vegan's voice is almost never a feature in his music. If you do find a clip of him talking, it's likely from his work as the host of Frank Ocean's radio show, Blonded Radio. But the vocalist on Headache's album is not him. And listening to the album more, it becomes doubtful that we're actually hearing anyone at all. A Rolling Stone article about the album says that the Bandcamp release notes say that the lyrics are performed by AI. And re-listening to the tone and inflection of this voice kind of lends credibility to it being a non-human voice. The flat delivery and subtly strange pronunciations kind of remind me of those videos where a computer reads a story from Reddit over Subway Surfers footage.
One day and realize that everything you thought you knew was wrong. That every single decision you have ever made in your entire life was also wrong. Well, I have, and it feels really good. You don't need to sleep in your bed every night. The street is just as comfortable. Life is not all, you know, funky dishes and funny faces that you pull in the mirror. It's deep, but it's not that deep. The blue skies are for good vibes. The grey skies are for when you want to die. There is nothing darker than the sunlight when your eyes are closed. Trust me, I know, I wear my sunglasses in the shower. And I'm starting to feel a whole lot better. Life gave me love and I made life out of it. My head hurts, but my heart knows the truth. I've remembered how to laugh again. I've become irresistible to the people to whom I want to be irresistible. I know that love is the only thought, and pain is the only feeling. I know now that everything will work out for us. We will occupy spaces. We will make sounds. We will go absolutely fucking crazy. We will think thoughts that will be thoughts we would have never imagined we could think. Not in any past that any thought of ours could ever reach, but thoughts whispering the first glimpse of a future where somebody, maybe you, maybe not, but somebody in a high, bright place. Somebody wondering whether or not to jump. Decides at last that the only thing left to do is dance.
Going to that Bandcamp page now, it seems that the sentence about an AI voice has been removed from the notes, and I can't find any other primary information about who or what we're hearing. What remains there are two credits for people behind Headache. It says, quote, produced and mixed by Vegan, all lyrics written by Francis Hornsby Clark.
It was mostly peaceful, chaotic, but mostly peaceful chaos. I took my shoes off. I got ready with how I was feeling. I ate the apple and lost myself to paradise. But the thing they don't tell you is that it's your body that leaves your soul, not the other way round. You can literally feel your heart stop beating. And it's not even that strange. You know what's going to happen, but you aren't angry that you do know. And in fact, the fact that you do know gives you some secret feeling of bliss. And it's not in any way diminished when that thing that you know is going to happen does eventually happen. That's how I felt. I felt happy in a secret way. Naked, obviously. Angry that I could hear voices. But really, I was at peace with everything. Just me and my slowly slowing heart and a crowd of faces asking me for my name and what the date was. And whether or not we were in a time of national crisis. I don't know. Kindness is so strange. A shame doesn't really capture the feeling, you know? How it felt to be in front of them like that. Blinking like a cat who just found out the mouse he's been trying to kill for the last 10 years just ate his last piece of cheese. The only strange thing was that I could see anything at all, let alone their faces. I definitely wasn't supposed to be seeing anything. Dimitri had promised me I wouldn't. I felt very, very cold. It gets cold up there in the winter. Even colder if you've got nothing on. I remember saying that I hadn't taken much, which was a lie, of course. They were all looking at me like I was the perfect example of everything that was wrong with men in general, and my generation in particular. Why was the first thing I said when I came back an incredibly obvious lie? I guess that says a lot about me, doesn't it? God, it was miserable. I remember them asking me if I had anywhere to stay, and me pausing for way too long, while knowing that the answer was obviously no, and then saying no, and how terribly quiet they all got standing there, staring at me on that very cold winter morning. This one goes out to the concept of luck. That pure blind luck that makes the women's netball team walk back a different route around the meadows. A route that takes them past whatever I was at that point. That kind of luck. Monica brought that fact up to me later while I was lying in her bed, trying to figure out if there was a way to intercept the suicide notes I had mailed to 10 different international news media conglomerates. She said, a little too triumphantly, I think, that if she hadn't ordered that 8th round of shots, then they would have left early and I wouldn't have been there. And that if she hadn't decided, in her, as I was soon to discover, classically whimsical way, to lead the gang after that 8th round of shots back around a different way just because she felt like it, then she wouldn't have found me at all. She found that that was all very relevant. So do I guess. When we slept together that night for the first time, I saw stars. It was beautiful. So yeah, this one goes out to luck. And drunk, mad women.
In that same Rolling Stone article, when asked about Francis Hornsby Clark, Vegan replies, quote, "He's one of my best friends. People get really obsessed over who he is, if he's real or not. He just doesn't have an Instagram. That's kind of it." From all this mystery, kind of feels that Headache is gently reminding us that we should interpret this album the old-fashioned way, by just listening to what it has to say. I don't want to dive too deep into my own interpretations of the content. I hear themes of loneliness, addiction, finding beauty in subtle things. It's kind of like a stream of consciousness, thoughts, feelings, facts that just drift in and out. Maybe only relating to each other in the mind of this mysterious Francis Hornsby Clark. But to me, there's kind of like an honesty to how this is written. Sometimes you'll hear a line that makes no sense at all, and then all of a sudden a line will smack you in the face with how true it is.
I have no obligation to say I love you if you say you. you love me. It's not my fault you love me. It's not anybody's fault that love is the only thought and pain is the only feeling. If you ask me, that doesn't sound like such a bad situation. Existence is innocent. Please don't try to think otherwise. So charge into the game and blame it on the DJ that fell asleep at the decks. At this point, I feel like I'm almost 100% pure angel. My history starts right now, and I'm sorry for being late again. I just didn't know I had to be on time every single time. I really did love you, and I'm sorry that we couldn't make it work. I wish you all the best in your life, and I'm sorry for always trying to see the funny side. It just made everything in my life easier. People need to stop trying to be cool, and they need to start trying to be hot. Because remember, the enemy is yourself posed as a question. I don't know much about anything, really. But I do know how life makes me feel. Both dead and alive, just not at the same time. But you know what the weirdest part is? Of all the onions in the world, I like spring onions the best. They give me hope. Everything I said was true, apart from that last part. And although the head hurts, the heart knows the truth.
That was "The Head Hurts, But the Heart Knows the Truth" by Vegan. Thank you for listening to Alphabet Soup. If you liked what you heard on today's show, be sure to tune in next week for more. If you'd like to listen to past episodes of the show, you can find them on radio.cfrc.ca/programs. The show is written, edited, and produced by me at CFRC in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Hayden, and I'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Bridget from Housewives, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
For 142 years, the Queen's Gaels have called Kingston home. The tricolor has become as synonymous with the city as the limestone upon which it was built. But that love, admiration, and respect comes with a powerful commitment. A pledge to protect this house. On Saturday, August 31st, the Queen's Gaels will host the McMaster Marauders.